Class 7, Subject History, Topic, Rise and Spread of Islam. You remember in our last lesson, we studied about the birth and spread of Christianity. Today we are going to learn about another great religion, Islam. Open your books to page 18 so that you are able to follow the lesson. The birth of Islam was in Arabia and spread to the other parts of the world. During the 6th century, there were no major kingdoms in Arabia. The Arabs were divided into tribes. There was no unity among these tribes. These tribes were at war with each other. There was idol worship. Each tribe had its own god or goddess. Most of the Arabs were Bedouins. That is, they moved from place to place with their cattle. They also had camels. They drank milk and ate dates. But there were a few important cities. One of them is Mecca. It was a religious center and a place of trade. The Kaaba was located in Mecca. Many Arabian tribes came there to worship. I think you are following so far. Let us continue. We now study about Prophet Muhammad. He was born in Mecca in 570 CE. Please mark and learn the date. His parents died at an early age, so he was brought up by his uncle. He grew up and became a trader and traveled to far places. On these travels, he met many Christians and Jews. He talked to them and learned about their religions. Soon he was not interested in trade anymore, but he began to think about God. When he was about 40 years old and he was sitting alone, he had a vision. He believed that God had chosen him to be his messenger. So he began preaching and telling the people of Mecca about God's word. His first followers were his family and friends. Let us go to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. I am giving you the teachings point-wise. Prophet Muhammad said, "There is only one God, and he was God's messenger. Everyone is equal in the eyes of God. There should be no idol worship. People should submit to the will of God."